Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12,296. Joseph C. and Kathleen T. Famula seek variances from the separation distance requirement for proposed structures, sections 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Fairway Drive, approximately 330 feet south of West Pebble Beach Drive in the Forest Landing subdivision. The 911 address is 37065 Fairway Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is MRRPC. Medium density residential plan community, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 40, Unit Number 71. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4-foot variance from the required 40-foot separation distance for a proposed trash enclosure and an outdoor shower. Staff would note we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 10 mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, folks, as the night proceeds and your case, he's announcing your case, you can come forward to be sworn in.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Joseph Famulari, 37065 Fairway Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Thank you.
Kathleen T. Famulari, 37065 Fairway Drive, Frankfurt.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank
I
you. And you can go to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
P.S.
Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for hearing us this evening. I would just like to go through the points that were raised in the written submittal for the variance. First of all would be the uniqueness of the property. It is uniquely situated in the Forest Landing community, where it's a villa that ends at a certain separation point of land to the next one. I've written here 20 feet. That's actually half. It's 40 feet, so excuse that mistake, to the next villa. At issue was a construction project to build a shower and trash enclosure on the side, which was necessitated by the building of a screen porch in the back, which has been already permitted. So in order to meet the requirements of the homeowners association, they need to be covered, at least in terms of the trash.
Trash.
So this would, we believe, not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as it will be in a row right next to the house where there are bushes, not well seen, but very much in conformance with other structures in the neighborhood. The house sits on this big opening with an opening in other houses across the street and a forest preserve in the back. As I noted, the current building project for the screen porch is approved. However, now that takes away the place where the trash can be held behind the house, not exposed, and accepted, as we noted by the county zoning rules, we learned that the trash would have to be covered. The one practical place would be on the side of the house where there is a solid exterior wall, and would also conform with the community association's rules and approval, which is attached. For when I originally submitted, that showed the homeowners association has approved these two structures, the shower and the trash enclosure. And you know, underneath that document is, of course, the approval of the adjacent neighbors that went into the homeowners association approval. The difficulty that we had was not realized or created by us, the applicants. The condo is existing and built in accordance with the zoning laws and permitted. The added structure that's already been permitted would be for the back of the house, which is where the trash was unviewed, for one example. And then the other improvement would have been the outdoor shower. So again, by going on the side of the house, there was other photos that I had submitted with the application here for the variance that shows it's a very common structure in the neighborhood. It's built in accordance with the homeowners association requirements to match and conform with the building, the structure, and all their requirements. And so this sort of covered the next point. It really would not change the essential character of the neighborhood. Indeed, I hope it would improve the neighborhood appearance as the trash cans are even visible to the adjacent neighbor, and now they won't be visible. So it's one of the improvements that are common in the neighborhood, hopefully improving of it, and will put more value to it with both the shower and the trash enclosure on this side of the house, which is in a row of bushes and sort of will be kind of blend in. And then the next thing would be the air conditioning unit. And we see that building of this structure, we would really occupy the minimum variance necessary from the original 40 feet required by the zoning laws. It would be within that 5 foot width, even a little bit less, and would not alter the appearances from the whole design of the development. And as I said earlier, we hope would show some form of improvement.
Are the other structures that are like this in the development, are they behind their homes?
No, none are behind.
We have some pictures of, oh, did you?
Yeah, there are some pictures that were enclosed.
We have pictures of what other neighbors did to show that it would be in line, the same thing, because the homeowners would not approve it if it doesn't look exactly like the house.
Okay, are they?
I think he's asking, are there their trash structure behind their house?
Oh, no. Actually, when the builder did this development, they didn't make it a place for the trash except behind the house. So that's why a number of neighbors have said, you know, it would look much nicer if we could put a structure. And they've all been put on the side of the house.
Are they all within the setback requirements?
I didn't ask the people. I questioned when I went around. I actually took some pictures to say, I don't really see any more space they have than we had. We did bring pictures, if you'd like to see, to show how it was done, to say this is what ours would look like too. It would really be
the
I'm sorry, he did give them.
Yeah, this is actually an example from the builder that's even the same color and exactly what we are building. This exists in the neighborhood. I have other photographs in the neighborhood, even in smaller spaces, et cetera.
Submit that to Jamie.
Who or what prompted you to come before the board to request a variance?
Because when our
builder,
who put on the screen porch, who's doing the side, when he went to get a permit, it was denied.
He read the permit that said you had a setback.
Right. So he told us,
Good for the builder.
What's that?
I said good for the builder. Because from what you're telling us, it sounds like other people might have had builders that weren't as knowledgeable.
Well, we went with a very reputable gentleman.
And Mr. Whitehouse, I would request on behalf of the board that gets checked into.
We can do that.
Thank you.
I'll just understand.
Could you zoom in and show us their unit, please?
Are there questions from members of the board?
There we are.
Yep. It's the only copy.
No questions from members of the board. Mr. Sharp.
I presume the plumbing is on that side of the house too, so
yes.
It would be easily accessible, right? Because the garage with the water heater is there and you could just pipe it out.
Do you currently have an outdoor shower?
No.
Just the enclosure.
No.
There's no outdoor plumbing for a shower right now. The enclosure would go up, and then a pipe not showing would come from the interior of the garage through the wall inside the enclosure.
I guess my question is, currently you have a trash enclosure to the rear of your home.
We don't have an enclosure.
Okay, that's just where the trash is coming.
The builder did is put a slate in the back of the house in front of the bedroom window.
Yeah.
And so by regulation, you put your trash and recycling on a slate in the back. And what some have done to improve, as I noted earlier, they've built an enclosure
so that we don't have to look at it in the front of the bedroom.
Do your regulations require that they either be enclosed or to the rear of the home?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And you couldn't put them to the other side of the porch that you're improving? Is that outside of your building footprint?
The way they're designed, if you see our neighbor is attached, we're a villa, we're attached to the next person, so we would be putting our...
It would kind of stick in the back and now...
And that's where they're, we're attached, so it's, they're right there.
So you couldn't put it back?
No, we couldn't.
All right, I have no further questions.
Is there a reason you can't do the trash enclosure storage in the garage?
That is a possibility, but in the practicality, the house is used very heavily in the summertime, and it smells awful.
It really does.
Right.
We actually did try it because I didn't like looking at it from my bedroom window, and in the summer, it just smells. We only have trash pickup, recycling once every 2 weeks, and the trash once a week.
Trash once a week on the Monday.
So it really smells terrible.
Yeah. All those good crabs.
Right.
And in the winter, I was concerned of vermin.
Tim? One of the questions for members of the board. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case number 12,296. I think he met the all five standards for granting the variance.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second, so by roll call vote. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Callaway?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons.
And I too for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case has been approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.